Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We thought we were going to talk to Russ Dorsey, but he might be out there breaking some news at the GM meetings. That does happen every now and then.
He's MIA.
This is one of those times where it's a hurry up and wait business, and that's exactly what goes on at these GM meetings. You could be waiting and chasing down news, and then the next thing you know, something is planned, but you can't do it because that's when you find out something is occurring.
Meat?
Hopefully not that.
It's breakfast time out there, so, you know.
9 o'clock over in Vegas. So we continue to examine. Scott Boras did talk yesterday. And is it right that he ended up making fewer puns than he normally makes?
He made just the same amount of
puns. I think he made the same amount of puns.
Honestly, maybe more.
Did you guys hear Tanny's comments or his bit yesterday doing
the White Sox.
Boras representing the White Sox players? I was howling.
It was something. It was definitely something.
Oh no, I loved it. I think the Edgar Caro one was probably my favorite, or the Kyle Teal. If you haven't heard it, definitely check it out. It's part of our clips. You can find that on the Odyssey app, or you can go to our YouTube channel or our social media like Instagram. That was one of my favorites.
I did like the Kyle Teal one, especially about leaving opponents feeling blue. Seeing red.
And seeing red.
Yes, all of it. Give me the colors. Give me the color wheel. And that's what Scott Boras is every time this year. He talked for over 40 minutes yesterday. It's also the state of the free agency is what we'll call it.
It's basically the GM meetings featuring Scott Boras. Okay, I'm gonna do request hour here for a second. Robbie, should we play the the one about Bregman? For a Scott Boras pun? I'm going to ask for it because I'm looking at a list here and I feel like that's the one that stuck out to me.
Oh, we're playing like Boras Roulette just to see what's said?
No, I just wanted to do it because we were talking about
In Boston, you know, we learned a lot about Bregman in 25 because in Boston, prior to 25, they had a lot of lineup do not pulls. And certainly, prior to 25, Boston has been a kind of a club that's been has Duncan well below the playoff line. So, I think it was a bad roast in Beantown, and and give the owners credit in 25. You know, they went out and spent some Starbucks bring in a Bregman blend that led them to the playoffs. I'm sure the Boston fans don't want this to be just a cup of coffee. And no one wants a Brexit.
Oh, my God.
So I think all teams learned outside of Houston that if you want to have someone that's going to lead a championship army, There's no better general than the Brigadier.
I listen. The Brexit was on point. I would give Brexit credit.
The Brexit is not new material, though. He used that before.
Oh, he used that one before.
It's but pretty, I mean, comedians, Brexit. The Brexit is pretty good.
Comedians bring back jokes, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I hadn't heard the previous, but that was it was cheesy, but at the same time, the Brexit got me. I did chuckle at that.
The Starbucks. You were listening to Scott Boris Comedy Jam here on Rahimi Harris and Grody. That's what I felt like. Like I think I called that in our group text thread, the Scott Boris Comedy Jam.
Scott Boris would last 60 seconds at the Apollo before that hook came out. That's what I'll say about that.
And does he care? Because
no,
he's laughing all the way to the bank?
Because you have to listen to him anyway, because he's got all the pertinent information about guys that, you know, your team might be interested in signing.
I feel like I might be able to get to the bottom of this. Like, I might take it upon myself to, like, reach out to Alex Bregman and be like, are you okay with him talking about you this way? Like, do you think, is there a negotiated amount of puns that you have to have, like, a conversation with him before he goes out there and does this?
I don't think it hurts my man's contract value because, you know, he opted out for a reason.
But what if you're like, Scott, you're limited to 3 puns per reference?
How many was that, 5?
That was a 6-pack, I feel like.
I think
like.
That was a 5-pack. 5-pack in the Brexit, Brigadier, Starbucks. Roast.
Bad roast.
Blend.
Bad roast in Bean Town.
Yeah.
I did not see the Starbucks part of it coming. That was more of a Seattle thing, in my opinion.
He just, look, coffee was his lane on now. He's like, I'm just going to.
He was grasping at any pun possible.
Yeah, anything coffee related, he was going to make his move.
Well, hold on. This is a good question Robbie raises. Is Scott Boris freestyling this, or is this written material?
Oh, it's written material. It's rehearsed material. This is his time to shine. He had a 40-minute set at the GM meetings, and he made sure that he was prepared. Yeah, get the laugh track ready.
Oh God, you know there's got to be Cody Bellinger puns in here. Do we have the cut that's it's the second one on our list here? It's 2AY2. I'm giving away some secrets here as to how we number these.
No,
things.
This is just standard.
Oh, we could use our Google Doc too. How about that?
Yes.
All right, so we have the Cody Bellinger.
You know, really, he's the only 5-tool free agent outfielder. And when you look at season 25, I'd say among all the free agent outfielders, he was the top gun of the class. You know, he was defensively certainly a versatile viper in the outfield, playing both first base and all 3 outfield positions. He was kind of offensively a middle of the lineup Merlin in the sense that he felt that, you know, providing power and production. The other thing about Belly that's kind of unique for a guy his age, under 30, you know, he's played in all 3 markets, LA, Chicago, New York. And so really, in many ways, he's an Irvin Maverick, without a doubt.
Oh, God.
When you think about what he's done, in an L.A. market, he was kind of Hollywood ringing for, you know, a championship MVP. He was kind of a Windy City Wolfman and getting the comeback player of the year. And in New York, he was a true Iceman cooling any thoughts that he couldn't hit behind Judge. And the other thing about Bellinger this year is that he doesn't have the qualifying offer is that, you know, that goose is gone. So he's really out of it. So I think that, you know, when it comes to Bellinger, there's no question that, you know, the teams have a need, the need to Belly proceed.
Oh, no. This is the Scott Boris Comedy Jam here on Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score.
I counted 9 that time. The Top Gun references.
Does he deserve it, Robbie?
A laugh track?
No. Oh. The Top Gun theme.
Well, that it fits. That's what he was trying to pull off here. I get it. But first of all, he started the scrum. He started the Belly conversation with an objective lie.
Yeah,
he said
yeah.
Cody Bellinger was the only 5-tool outfielder available in free agency. Who is Kyle Tucker? Is he not a five-tool player?
He doesn't exist if he's not his client. That's really it.
Yeah, Kyle Tucker is represented by Excel. That's what you need to know.
Next year, when Lawrence said he would ship Tanny to go to this press conference because it's like Tanny's thing, we need a camera on Scott Boras and a camera on the assembled media to see their faces every time, like to see if they groan. Like I would love to have a Bruce cam to see Bruce's face during all of this. Like, can you please? This sucks.
That's something Marquis should have done.
That's social media gold.
Wow.
He's got to be trolling when he does this stuff, because we saw him have a very functional press conference alongside Jed Hoyer and Cody Bellinger.
This isn't a press conference. This is a performance. You need to accept what it is. If you don't have the clearance, the media badge, you can't get access to the show. And it is a show that Scott Boras is putting on.
It's just a bunch of dad jokes.
Like, guess what? He knows his audience. A bunch of dads and moms.
Oh my God, they are dads.
They're all a little bit older.
They're all in their quarter zips. Like,
Russ is
living
probably
in some suburban part of a major metropolitan area.
Russ is probably the youngest person covering that.
One of them.
Yeah. As a national guy, he's, yeah.
Guys, should we dare try the Pete Alonso? Should we open up the Pandora's box?
There's no doubt that Pete's pursuers are primed to pay the Power Piper.
Oh, God.
You know, Pete picked the perfect period to play preeminently at a primary position. A playoff-parched plethora will pounce to participate in the poll. Pete possesses a pachydermian-like perseverance. I mean, he has a nature about him that is so... And don't get me wrong, power, production, punishing pitchers, they're fully aware of his skill, but what I think they most pay attention to is the core element of what he can do to provide a team that consistency of 40 home runs, power, and production. And because they're just not finding it. They're finding a lot of players in the market that are somewhat there and somewhat not.
What would you say about
Fuller plunge? I when you look at the number of first basemen that can play 100 games, you'd have to rank Pete right up there in the top 7 or 8, because there aren't many first basemen that can play first base and keep the position. They just don't want to play people there. Forgive the pun, but it's become a platoon, except for Pete. You know.
Forgive that pun.
I'm about done with my P's, I think.
That man was, dare I say, on his P's and Q's.
Oh, no, not you too.
Whoa, but
not
look,
you too.
That was strong off the top. He ran out of gas, obviously, but he was ready for the polar bear conversation.
He ran out of petroleum?
Exactly.
Petrol?
Precisely.
Oh, God. Not us too. By the way, just in case you needed the numbers for reference, which I think are enough to stand on their own for Pete Alonso, 38 home runs, 272 average. His on-base percentage was .347, and his OPS was .871. Hell yeah.
Also, if I can address 773 on the text line, Kyle Tucker is not a five-tool player. Did you watch games? Horrible defensively.
That's because he was hurt.
Also, the man has a gold glove. Shut up. what are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm laughing at the 847 who says this is Borisment.
I like that.
Yeah, there's only one thing to do in these cases. You just have to make all the dad jokes alongside. Our segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. So let's not play the Scott Boras comedy jam game with the hitters anymore. What on earth would he say about perhaps Dylan Cease? This one's courtesy of the Marquee Sports Network.
Well, I think we all know how Dylan Cease pitches in Wrigley Field. He is dominant. And to have durability, to have dominance, he has got both. Other than Scooble next year, I don't see a pitcher in the market
coming that is going to have that the potentials that Cease has and the proven element of durability to go along with that quality and potential. So 200 strikeouts a year, you know, it's just not something the game has. Everybody knows that when you go into the playoffs, you want a number one. Why? You got a five-game series. You want him to throw twice. You want to have that chance. You want to have your most dominant arm out there. That's why the Dodgers signed Blake Snell. And so those teams that are doing that are winning championships. And I think getting those types of arms are really, really increase your opportunity to achieve that.
Well, that made sense.
Is it bad that the agent's the one making the most sense?
Well, his job is to advocate for his clients to get paid.
I get it.
But he doesn't have to really illustrate the value of what Dylan Cease could bring to a team like the Cubs.
How much are you willing, if you're the Cubs front office, if you are in charge, if you have Jed Hoyer's job, how much are you willing to pay Dylan Cease?
That's the question, right? We're trying to figure that out. What is an appropriate AAV for Dylan Cease?
30.
God, that was pretty much what I was thinking, right? It's got to be a 30.
Five for 150.
See, and that's it. It becomes perhaps the Cubs, because they've never signed anybody to an over $200 million contract, then therefore, you know, it's got to be in the neighborhood of a certain amount of years. That would make it still under. But the other part of this is I wonder how much, even for the Cubs, that potential stoppage factors in. I can't say that it doesn't. And, you know, I know they've already started to have talks, by the way. Did you see that report come along that said the players' union and ownership has already started to discuss, or at least have preliminary talks? So I guess, like, good that you're starting the process of however long this is going to take out of the way.
I don't think they're playing baseball in 2027, but maybe I'm just being pessimistic.
The problem I have with it is that we don't necessarily know who's putting it out there.
Well, the other problem is they want a freaking salary cap. This isn't like the past discussions aren't like this current discussion, because the salary cap is a level untold. They're trying to do things in such a radically different way than they've always done things that I just don't see how you can easily come up with a solution for owners willing to lock people out over a salary cap, and players who are saying, why would we ever sign up for a salary cap?
Right, because ultimately it prevents their best people from making more money. But what we're seeing right now is the haves and the have-nots. You're seeing a disappearing middle class, both in baseball and in the world, especially in the United States. But when it comes to how that reflects, it's kind of a similar idea. The ones at the top are making a ton of money. And then the players who have years of control on rookie deals, for example, are becoming more valuable because of the time and not necessarily the money. So then that leaves a lot of your free agents who are in the middle dangling for a long time, as we've seen. The guys that we've talked about are the big names on the market. It's the other ones that fill in the gaps that can also really help you.
I've revised my Dylan Cease AAV. I realize it's not going to be 30.
Ooh, 847 said maybe Scott Boras could cease. See, you're good. You've had two good puns so far.
Oh, my goodness. Just want to point out some of the recent starting pitcher deals. There's Blake Snell, 5 years, 182.
Ooh.
That's $36 million per year. I think it's going to be closer to 40 than 35. Jacob DeGrom, 5 years, 185. That's $37 million a year. And the way inflation works, I know you're familiar with that. We all are. It's probably going to be closer to 40 than 35 for Dylan, if not $40 million
a year. Is Dylan Cease even that good? Like, is he deserving of that this year? 8-12 record, obviously, records don't matter. 4.55 ERA, 1.1 WAR.
Can I introduce you to the Cubs pitching lab?
I do like that, and the fact that he has the speed, but the fact that we're talking about $40 million for a guy who is, I don't know.
I think the thing is, what, Dylan is not yet 30, right? Or is he just at 30?
He's 28, I believe.
Yeah, so you know that you're getting him relatively young.
Or maybe he's older than that.
29.
29,
so yeah. You know you're getting him still relatively young. I know that there is a wrong side of 30 when it comes to starting pitchers. I don't think he's there yet. And I think that, unfortunately, when you're facing the best division in baseball in the NL West, like he was for the last couple of years in San Diego, that's probably affecting your numbers negatively more than they would in another division.
He'll be 30 in December, just letting you know.
Okay, yeah, I knew it was somewhere right around there. So I think he probably sets the market, but it's just a matter of how. And Robbie, that's the discussion, right? That's the discussion every GM is going to have right now. Is he really worth it based on those numbers and what you think you can do with him? And the bigger question also becomes, does Shohei Imanaga accept the Cubs' qualifying offer? Because if so, then we have a massive amount of things to discuss. Coming up next here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, we got to talk fantasy football. There's a game tonight, whether or not you want to watch it. So let's talk about the game this evening along with your fantasy football weekend. Paul Charchian, our expert, is next.
I think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
You're really underestimating the broad sexual appeal that I have.
Paul Charchian, fantasy football guru.
And we get to find out now if all our fantasy drafts, we all love our teams right now. Half of us are going to be like, oh, what have I done?
Chief Execution Officer, Guillotine Leagues at fantasylife.com.
Manon guy looks so comfortable in this offense. I love what they've built around him. And when you look to the future here, I feel like Kyle Manungai has got a big role in this offense.
Paul Charchian with Raheem Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
We love talking to Paul Charchian on Thursdays because that's how we start our fantasy football weekend. He is the Chief Execution Officer of the Guillotine Leagues at fantasylife.com. And of course, Charch is a Minnesota guy, so we get to talk to him during Vikings week, which is always exciting too. We think that there's a good chance the Bears could win this game in Minnesota.
Yes.
For their first divisional win of the season, Charch.
Yeah, it's a good time to face the Vikings right now as they're trying to onboard J.J. McCarthy. It has been trying for Viking fans. You know, if you recall, if you go back, dial the clock back to last February, this team had Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones on roster and and J.J. McCarthy. And they ultimately ended up going with what might end up being the worst of the three quarterbacks. And it's way too early to judge, you know, obviously anything finally for J.J. McCarthy, but so far it hasn't looked great. Accuracy has not been good. He had, I believe, 5 batted balls last week, and he's had one in every start. That's a continuing problem for him. Offensive line play has not been great. Vikings can't seem to get their running game consistently going, and you've got a coach who doesn't seem to trust his running game that much. So it's just everything's a work in process right now for Minnesota, and it wouldn't surprise me to see the Bears come out of this thing with the win.
Paul Charchian joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He's also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score.
Charchian, I was just going to ask, what's your confidence level in this team and that their ability to win ball games?
Not great, honestly. I just, you know, where the Vikings are right now is you get the wobbly quarterback play. The defense, which can be great, and they tend to really perform well against younger quarterbacks who haven't seen it all, haven't been there, haven't experienced a million blitz and a million pre-snap different reads and all the things that Brian Flores does. But when it comes down to facing veteran quarterbacks who have seen it all and don't unravel by all the pre-snap weirdness that Brian Flores loves to give, that's where the Vikings are just getting killed, is through the air by good quarterbacks. And whether or not Caleb Williams is at that level, I don't know yet. I don't think he is quite yet. I think you can still force Caleb into bad plays, but it might not matter. There's going to be so much DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manongai coming in this game that I think that's going to be ultimately the storyline of a Bears victory, is going to be those two, that 1-2 punch. Your offensive line just dominating in run block. They're fourth best in one run block win rate. And the Vikings' run defense has been okay, but I just see a ton of Swift and Manongai coming. And ultimately, that's going to be the storyline, I think, of this game, is the Vikings end up, the Bears end up winning on just the power running game that we're going to see coming here.
Well, yeah, I think, Charge, that's where I'm looking, is because the Bears, I think, need it to help control the clock for them. They build so much off of play action. We know that that's a massive part of their game. But also, I just looked at the box score last week for the Vikings. They lost to the Ravens 27-19. And the Vikings' vaunted defense, we know how much people love it. Brian Flores will show you a million different looks when it comes to whether or not he's going to blitz. But that run defense has been soft recently. They gave up 152 yards on the ground last week.
Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed it. And that's part of why I think it's going to be a Swift and Manongai game. You know, over the since the week 5 bye, DeAndre Swift running at 6 yards per carry, over 6, and Kyle Manongai at 5.8. I just think that's the path of least resistance here. And then, you know, your cornerbacks are watching. Is Tyrique Stevenson going to possibly miss this game? Because that would mean you're out number 1, number 2, and number 3 cornerbacks. What do we know on Tyrique Stevenson at this point?
Well, he played last week, so that was a positive sign in the right direction. But unfortunately for the Bears, they've had guys come back briefly and then be out again, so it's a fair question.
And then, you know, your team's getting attacked in the slot pretty much every game. You know, no Kyler Gordon will do that. The Vikings can run all 3 of the receivers from the slot. And so I think you're going to get you're going to see this team try to attack that way. And it might be Addison, it might be Jefferson. Jalen Naylor coming off a 100-yard game, that could end up being a factor here as well. So I think that's going to be one of the things, if you really want to nerd out and you want to watch what could be a potentially great matchup, that might be it. Because Nick McCloud, CJ Gardner-Johnson have not proven themselves capable at slot cornerback. And I know your team's been trying to get good reps out of those guys. That's a lot of how teams are attacking you, and I think the Vikings will too.
Let's talk about another big receiver that's gotten a lot of attention this season.
Yeah.
AJ Brown says that fantasy managers should drop him. He literally said that on a live stream. Is he right?
We've never had, I don't think, a player this good say that you should just outright drop them. We have a term for this called the sabotage drop. The sabotage drop is the boldest, ballsiest move in fantasy football. Totally incompatible with the innate cowardice of 95% of fantasy managers. This is where you outright drop a big name player who has been frustrating you and will become somebody else's problem. This all has the hallmarks of a sabotage drop for AJ Brown. By the way, also a note that you probably don't want your athletes with just like an open mic for an entire game of Madden, because God only knows what they're going to end up saying over the course of the whole thing. So let me ask you this. For players at AJ Brown's level, do you think Squeaky Wheel gets the grease at an AJ Brown level and they're going to turn around in this game against a Lions secondary that has struggled a lot lately? Do you think AJ Brown gets fed the ball intentionally in this game?
Yes, but I think that's because they have to do that to keep up with the Lions offense, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen because guys like AJ Brown also don't not eat for a long time. You know what I mean? That might happen here and there, mm-hmm. but somebody like that is going to get his water will find its statistical level at the end of the season. This might be one of those opportunities. These are two vastly different offensive styles. They're going to have to throw more than they have previously.
Agreed. They're going to have to throw more. And offensive coordinator in Philly is Kevin Petullo, right? They had Kellen Moore last year. He was great, Super Bowl, and then he goes on to be the head coach of the Saints. Kevin Petullo's getting killed in the Philadelphia media. You know, the fan base has very little tolerance for this. It's most of the same players that they had last year on a great offense. They've only got so many levers to pull. When A.J. Brown is cooking, he is one of the toughest players to defend. He roasted my Vikings a couple of weeks ago. I think they do go back to him here. And the other reason you can't drop A.J. Brown, they've got the Cowboys coming up in 2 weeks, and they've got your Bears coming up in 3 weeks.
Don't do that.
And if you're still short Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson, ooh, I want that matchup.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
That's painful to think about.
Another fair point is this whole Jordan Love situation. He doesn't look elite on the field. Is he still worth starting in fantasy?
By the way, I mean, how much, just be honest, how much are you enjoying Jordan Love's struggles right now?
I don't even know that I'm enjoying it.
I am.
I'm unsurprised by it, I think is the way I would describe it.
This is a new time for the NFC North where the Packers don't have a surefire thing at quarterback.
It's been a couple of decades.
Where they don't have a exactly. Hall of Famer.
Yeah. By the way, let's not shortchange these decades. Marshall, 3 decades
okay, right.
of Hall
you're
of
right.
Fame level quarterbacking, right? I mean, you know, we've had to live through it all too long here. You know, I'm going to put a fantasy spin on Jordan Love's struggles, but I think there's still overriding real-life validity here as well. Over his last 20 games, Jordan Love has thrown 0 or 1 touchdown in 13 of the 20.
That's crazy.
I mean, at some point, that is crazy. I mean, you need your quarterback to throw touchdowns at some level. I mean, I don't think that's like fantasy guy talking that I need more than 23 passing touchdowns in his last 20 games. That's awful. You know, to put another name on that output, that's Trevor Lawrence.
Ooh.
Yikes. But Trevor Lawrence and Jordan Love are both getting paid handsomely now that I think about it. Yeah, that's...
They are getting paid
handsomely. It also just... I think it speaks to fantasy in so many different ways, Charch, when it comes to just... You don't even know who the leading receiver is going to necessarily be for Green Bay on a given day.
It's such a mess, that wide receiver room. I'm not starting any of them. And granted, they've cycled in guys who've been hurt, and they haven't had Jaden Reed all season, but... On a week in and week out basis, that organization has completely failed to find an alpha receiver, right? Who is their go-to guy? You found yours. Roma Dunze is your alpha receiver. That is absolutely happening, and I believe he is going to be great going forward. They've been trying to find that. They hoped Matthew Golden would be that guy. That hasn't happened yet. Injury is a partial excuse to it, but he's going to play in this game. But it's still just a collage of guys, none of whom seem to have the skill and talent to take that passing game to the next level. And that's been an ongoing problem for the Packers. It doesn't look like it's changing anytime soon. It probably doesn't change, by the way, in this game against the Giants. As you know, as a team that has recently played the Giants,
you just attack that team on the ground and you just run your way to victory. And that's probably going to be what happens here. I don't think Jordan Love is looking at a lot of passes. He's not going to have a starting center. Elgton Jenkins is great. He's going to be out for this game. I don't think this thing gets better for Jordan Love this week, even against the Giants.
Things looking up for Patrick Mahomes against the Broncos?
Well, this really tough matchup. Broncos are so good. And, you know, for Mahomes, this is a do or die game. This, if they lose here, there's almost no scenario where the Chiefs are able to continue their 9-year run as AFC West champs. They're going to be so far behind the Broncos and the Chargers that I don't see how they get back to home field. And then, of course, they'll have to go on the road where Patrick Mahomes has only played 3 games out of his 17 playoff games, only 3 on the road. Now, granted, he has had success on the road. He went to Buffalo and won. He went to the Ravens and won on the road, but still much tougher path for him if they don't win here. Broncos pass defense is unbelievable, even without Patrick Surtain. Their pass rush is on pace to be the greatest of all time. Damn. Right now, they are leading in sacks by 14 sacks over the next closest team, Seattle. Their pressure rate is 43%, which is the highest all time in the next gen stats era. So this is a really tricky spot. And Sean Payton has owned Patrick Mahomes. Last 3 games against Patrick Mahomes, Mahomes has only managed 2 touchdown passes.
That's ridiculous. That may be the stat of the day. Paul Charchian, we always enjoy talking to you. Thanks for chatting it out in the North with us.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, tons of fun. Yeah, we'll see how these Vikings Bears goes, but I think your team's going to win. We don't need to recap next week, but you'll know. All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
That is Paul Charchian. You can find his work at Paul Charchian on X. He is also, as we mentioned, the chief execution officer of the Guillotine Leagues at fantasylife.com. Coming up next, a declaration that I think is just frankly out of pocket.
You know, they say in baseball, when you're washed as a hitter, the pitchers will let you know. In real life, when you're washed as a person, the kids will let you know.
Wait till you hear what's going on now.
You're completely against this, aren't you?
I have my reasons.
All right, we'll talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Talk about it.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Nah. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
That it is. It is halftime. We spent our first hour talking about some of the stuff that Caleb Williams said both yesterday and on Sunday after the game. He gave really good examples about how he remains calm before the Bears went down, for example, in the fourth quarter to win the game against the Giants. He also talked about going through his reads. If you missed it, you can go to the Odyssey app, go to that rewind feature, and that's when you can hit up the chapters and you can listen to it for yourself. We also asked the question, did the Cubs actually learn any lessons from the trade deadline? Like, you say you want pitching, but you don't have a lot of room to make that happen. So then, therefore, what is going to happen? And then we also took part in the dad joke fest that was Scott Boras. Paul Charchian just gave us the lowdown on fantasy football for the weekend as well.
It's nap time.
Okay. You mentioned dad jokes. I want to play something that we found online that was disturbing to say the least. Speaking of fathers and how important they are to our society. Because I grew up in the era that I didn't know has ended, but apparently the Air Monarch era is over. Because listen to what was said online about my beloved Air Force One by Blacksmith on Instagram.
So I was at the comedy club last night, and the manager of the club, she has a teenage son. They're Gen Z, so I like to talk to them because they keep me up on game so I can tell what's going on in this generation after us. Because I'm 33, you know, I'm a little outdated when it comes to the hip new lingo. So I walk in wearing these shoes, and they say, oh, watch out, Raj got on the dad shoes. Dad shoes? It's an Air Force One.
Yes, that's right. The shoes he's referring to are the Air Force Ones, you know, the ones referenced in Nelly's outstanding song and video, Air Force Ones.
As in, give me two pairs. I need two pairs.
Get to stomping in my Air Force Ones. And it gets worse, Layla.
Of course it does.
Because
why be able to enjoy anything in life?
Because not only did the kids tell him that he had dad shoes on, he looked down at their feet, and you know what these kids were wearing? They were wearing New Balances, aka the dad shoes of my youth.
Oh, so it's become the socks, huh? Because you know how ankle socks were not a thing when we were growing up. And when ankle socks happened, we were like, oh my God, thank God. We don't have to wear these crew socks, these slouch socks, these mom and dad socks anymore. And I tried to like go back to the crew sock, but then they just made my legs look like an inch and a half long. And I was like, nope, not doing it. Not doing this. I did not suffer to go back to wearing these crew socks. And you know what? I feel the same way about Air Force Ones. And I part my hair to the side. You know why? Because I'm not young and I don't care. So you can call them dad shoes all you like. But like I've said, at least I have assets, like a 401k that I started when I was younger. Now, can I buy real estate? I share their sentiment there. But I'm cool with it. I have a job. I'm going to part my hair to the side. And I'm not looking for their approval. But good luck trying to stand on business in your shoes, children. And I have New Balances. But I'm just not wearing them all the time. The shoes that I go to the most are my Air Force One Elevates. The pink and green special edition.
The song Air Force Ones by Nelly was released in 2002. So I had to really kind of get introspective on this.
That is unfortunately a little bit.
Yeah, that song's 23 years old. So maybe it's us, Layla.
How old are the Jordans? How old are the Air Jordans?
I mean, Air
Jordan. How old is the Air Jordan? How old is the Jordan 1?
That's not fair.
Nope, it is fair. It's 100% fair.
The Air Force, I mean, the Jordans go back to like 1989?
Air Jordan 86? 1 released to the public April 1st of 1985.
85. All right, then. All right.
That shoe is unk.
That shoe is 40 years old. That shoe is 40 years old. But they're still making Jordans, like, I mean, they're still making Air Force 1s, obviously, too. But does this not make you pause and say,
you shouldn't even care what I'm wearing anyway.
But like, you're going to get clowned. What are those? You know the culture. That's what it is, man. You put stuff on your feet.
I don't care about their attention.
I agree
with
you.
My great aunt wore bootcut jeans while everybody else was wearing like mom jeans, and she was cool as hell. And that was the lesson I learned. When it looks good, do you.
But is it concerning that these kids now, or is it just appropriate, really, that these kids who were not born when Air Force Ones were released, when the song was released, is it appropriate that they're now calling everyone who wears Air Force Ones dad? I mean, technically, the dude said he was 33 years old. You're old enough to be a father of at least a high school kid, probably.
They're too busy excluding everything to let you know what the options are. Like, you're so busy saying no that you haven't said yes to options.
It's the New Balances being cool that's really thrown me for the loop.
But also with the youth, like, I think one of the most bought shoes with the youth right now is Crocs. And I think Crocs are one of the silliest looking shoes out there.
Even though they're so comfortable.
They're super comfortable.
Yeah.
But people are wearing, like, Crocs to school and stuff, and I think that looks insane.
No, I stopped wearing Crocs the minute I stopped having to carry a TV camera every day. Like that, they were great when it came to like being cushy and like withstanding the elements, you know. Because when I'd be outside, like then I'd have to run around and like I would wear like the non-clog Crocs,
yeah.
And they were great to shoot video in because they breathed and you know you could get them wet and it wasn't a problem. But you want to do this to the Air Force Ones? That's cool. Except the problem is the whole thing is defined by personality traits being trends and telling people what they don't look good in versus what they do. So if you want to live that life, that's fine. Go ahead. I don't care.
I am a function over flash person, which I think all the people who are listening know. I think you guys know. Function over flash. I'm in here, t-shirt, hoodie. When do I put a suit on? When they pay me to put a suit on. That's literally when I put a suit on. So I get it. I'm a little disheartened to know that we're of an age now where the kids are laughing at us openly about what I think is one of the greatest shoes of all time.
If I told you 10 years ago that people would be laughing at you while wearing New Balance and slouch socks, what would you say?
F them.
There it is. In the words of Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about the kids.
Yeah.
Y'all go right ahead. Be young. If being young means wearing that for you, I can't stop you, but I'm certainly not going to care.
As my grandmother says, you either get older or you die. What sounds more appealing to you?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not focused on all that. I'm going to part my hair to the side. I'm going to do what I want.
Me too. I'm going to part my hair to the side as well.
Now, am I going to buy new clothing? Yes. Am I going to buy new shoes? Sure.
I'm not.
But I'm wearing my Air Force Ones along with all the other shoes I wear. And if somebody needs to judge me on that, then that says more about them than me.
We're so washed.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
We're
I've so been washed then.
I know.
I've been washed and I don't care.
Yeah.
Unk and Unket.
I got a job and a 401k. Oh, yeah. I'm living life.
He called you Unket.
Oh, and you know, are they saying this to me while still living at their parents' house because they can't afford rent? Cool. At least I can afford rent.
I don't know that's something we should be celebrating, but yes.
Me
neither,
I get it. I can afford my rent. So that's what I'm doing. Coming up next here on Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, it's time for Five on It. We have a couple of really compelling football questions. And then a scary basketball question.
Mm.
And then another scary question.
Mm.
So I'll face my fear. Let's do it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.